Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hubhopper Originals.
Anupam, a big congratulations for Ekla Cholori. It has already received so much of love from people. It's an absolute pleasure as I sit down and speak to you about your music journey and Ekla Cholori.
Thank you so much, Omkar. Thank you.
Hello and welcome to How's the Josh Season 2, your unbounded dose of Josh with Panout Media. Anupam, once again, thank you so much for being on board with How's the Josh Season 2. And it's an absolute pleasure as we speak about Ekla Cholori and your musical journey. So, Anupam, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm surviving. And it's a pleasure talking to you right now. Thank you.
Right. And you know, this is one question that always intrigues me to ask the artist, that is there something that you'll have sort of understood about yourself during this whole entire pandemic?
I don't know. Initially, when the lockdown was announced in March, I felt a bit relieved because we are usually so busy with our work that maybe some time at home will definitely rejuvenate us. But after the initial 10-14 days, I think the situation was not what I was expecting, and things started to change. I started feeling for the people who stay at home, the old people, the people who usually are not out for work, and the life they lead. And I slowly started understanding how people feel when they're inside four walls for days after days, and that feeling crept slowly.
Right.
And Initially, I was writing songs. I was having I was doing a lot of things. Mm-hmm. But slowly, the boredom and the panic and everything, I think that got the better of me, and I started thinking too much about things. But again, since life has to go on, this phase has to go. We know that this too shall pass.
True.
So
every cloud has a silver lining.
Yes. So I kept on working and releasing music because that's the only way I felt that I could cope with the situation.
Right.
So I tried that thing, and I think what I realized is work is very important to all of us, and we need to be working. That's what keeps us moving.
True. Very true. And there's a beautiful line that I got to know, or I came across, that is, turmoil shapes creativity. So when a person goes through a disturbance, a quite disturbing phase, that sort of leads to a creativity, or that sort of shapes the creativity. Because yesterday I was in conversation with Shruti Hassan, and even she is releasing a new song. And that time she sort of discussed this with me. So how much do you agree to this fact?
Yeah, turmoil definitely helps creativity. But I don't know if this situation is that kind of turmoil. Because usually when there's political unrest, when there is war, when there is severe distress that's going on, something that's going on in a society and we don't like it, we try to oppose it, or we are not happy about it, then I think creativity comes out in a different way. But in a pandemic situation, when people are dying, and our enemy is an invisible one, then it's difficult. I don't know how things have changed. But yes, for me at least, I can tell that when I released a Hindi song a month ago, it's called Aisi Raato. And the single, when I was releasing, I was thinking, how do I make a video out of it? Then I thought of, why don't we do an animation video? Because that's something that we rarely venture during normal times, and maybe this is the time that we can exploit the scene, that if we do something with animation video, and it really clicked and it really worked and people liked it. So I think this was one example where our handicap in the primary situation, in the current situation, led to something that that was different.
Right. And Anupam, now coming and talking about Ekla Cholore, how does it feel to receive so much of love and appreciation for the song? Like, did you have butterflies before its release, or like, how was the feeling?
See, I was very skeptical about singing a Rabindra Sangeet, a Tagore song, I mean. I have been in this music business for the past 10 years. 2010 was in August, my first song got released, and it's exactly 10 years now. And it took me 10 years to gather courage and to get the confidence that I can record a Tagore song, but because it carries so much legacy, so many people have sung the song, and it's already so popular. And it's like Tagore is a huge thing for all of us in our country, I believe. And to gather courage to do his song, yes, right. It took me 10 years, but finally, when it's out and when I'm seeing the response from the people, it's giving me a lot of hope and lot of. I'm feeling elated somehow that yes, people are appreciating my way of interpreting Tagore. So maybe I can do something more. I can do some more of Tagore songs in future. So that's one feeling I'm getting.
Right, because of the legacy that Tagore possesses. So do you sort of felt that pressure? Like, you did tell me that you're a bit skeptical about it. So what kind of pressure was it?
See, since the song has been heard in so many voices and in so many musical arrangements, I was very skeptical about it. The song Ekla Cholore is kind of is a motivating song. Like, it's telling people to be different, that even if what you are thinking, what you feel like is not what the majority feels like, don't be afraid. If you don't have people around you, you should not be afraid. You should not bow down. You should move on. You should take things single-handedly. So this is this kind of song, this spirit. I felt that, do I need a lot of instruments? Should I be shouting when I'm singing? Because it needs to inspire people. Then I decided that I think we have many renditions, many arrangements like that, and bold voices singing the song. So why don't I go minimal with it? Maybe a single nylon string guitar that's played by Shantanu Dutta, who arranged and played the guitar for the song. Because it's like one single soul who is lonely, sitting in a dark room maybe, and inside that person's head, there are a lot of, it's this turmoil going in. What should that person follow? His own dream, or should it be the path that has been taken by the many, where the majority is standing? What should he feel? And maybe that moment, a single sound, a single instrument, a single voice softly inside his head, telling about the situation and giving him the courage to move on, to not be afraid. So that's how I came up. I thought about the song. That's how I interpreted it. And I think it has touched a chord.
Very true. It did. And Anupam, what does your music say about you? Because this is something that I really wanted to ask you from a very long time. And finally, I got a hold of you, or I got an opportunity to sit down with you and talk to you. So I really want to ask you this. What does your music say about you?
This is a very tough question, actually. So I try to keep my music simple, and maybe it reflects my way of thinking. And it's very difficult for me, actually. It should be ideally asked to a critic who can actually analyze my music. But I feel I try to keep it, whatever I feel inside me, whatever my heart wants to say.
Right. So it's a form of expression.
Right. And And the music it creates is kind of an impression that I want to give. It's like brush strokes on a canvas, like creating impressions.
Right. That without being judged.
I don't know if I'm being judged or not, but I try, and my brush strokes are usually very simple. And but along with a lot of colors, like a lot of instruments that add to the harmony of the song, of the melody. So that's how I see my music.
Right. Beautiful. I think I definitely resonate with you. And the way you just put it across was really quite intriguing and enlightening. That, you know, it's a form of expression and that speaks about you. Who are you originally?
Right. Thank you.
Right. And the next one that I have for you is, what is the thought process behind Ekla Cholore? Like, how did you curate it? Because the word is like, you have to be alone, like, you know, single-handedly do your job. And in today's time, it's quite relevant, wherein there's a pandemic and where our respected honorable Prime Minister Narendra Modi has also said that, you know, you have to be Atmanirbhar. It's more of, does it resonate with that kind of a feeling?
See, the song Ekla Cholore, the word Ekla Cholore is definitely it means that you're saying move on your own, stay on your own. But there's a word, there's a phrase before this one which says that Jodi to dak shune kyo na ashe. So if you're wanting for help, you are asking people that we should be doing this, and you see people are not responding. People have left you for good. People don't care about you. So at that moment you decide that, okay, fine. So since I don't have anyone with me right now, does not mean that I should be stopped, that I should not be doing this thing. If I believe it and I see something, I see light at the end of the tunnel, I should take that road. So did I digress from the question?
No, not at all.
Okay. So and the verses, the antaras that come in the song, that keeps on giving us imageries about phases of human, when the human is left all alone and there's a thorn stuck in the foot and there's no one beside you. You may be bleeding, but you still move on. So this is motivation. This is simple, pure motivation for people who are facing a difficulty to cope with the current situation, because maybe their friends have left him, maybe things are such, the situation is such, the political situation, the economic situation, the social situation is such that they have been left alone. At that time, you need that motivation to move on.
Right, very true. I'm definitely getting into the song and trying to understand and relate with what you just said right now. Very true, Anupam. And Anupam, like, when it comes to film, there is critic, there is a box office which measures the success of the film. So how would you, okay, like, it's a personal question, it's a subjective one, like, how would you measure the success of music?
That's very interesting, actually. See, it's very difficult to measure success. Success can be measured if a person, see, for me, I can tell, I can't tell for everyone. I started my music career in 2010. I quit my engineering job and started and wanted to live life as an artist, creating music. And so far, so good. For the past 10 years, I have been living my dream. So it was my dream to be in the field of music, in the field of arts, and I'm sustaining. If I can sustain for the many more years, so that I can definitely term as success. And one more thing I would like to add that we often go to concerts to perform, and when we are on stage and we get requests from people for a particular song, I usually create my own songs and when I create for films and my albums, and when those songs get a request, so people are requesting me to sing that song, so that implies that song has done something to that particular person, that he wants to listen to it live. Right. So that, I think, is a success. That's a huge success for a song. Maybe I don't know, I get on a flight and the air hostess recognizes me and she tells me that I really like that song that you released in 2014 for that movie. So I feel honored at that time. Okay, so that song has been successful and actually, I don't know, it might be a happy song that lifted someone's mood, or it might be a sad song which made that person introspect. So if that, if the song has done, if my music has done something like that, I think I'm honored and there lies the success of the art.
Very true. Very true. I think it was a very genuine and a very innocent way of talking about success in terms of music. It's like whenever someone relishes your work, it's like, yes, I'm santushed. I'm happy that you have enjoyed what I've created.
Right, right.
Exactly. Very true, very true. Anupam, it was absolutely a delight and a pleasure to interact with you and sit down with you and speak to about Ekla Cholore and the different aspects of music. Thank you so much for tuning on to House of Josh Season 2, your unbounded dose of Josh with Panout Media.
Thank you, Omkar. Thank you so much.
इस Hubhopper Original को सुनने के लिए आपका शुक्रिया. अगर आप भी अपना पॉडकास्ट लॉन्च करना चाहते हैं, तो Hubhopper स्टूडियो वेबसाइट पे रजिस्टर करें और एक मिनट के अंदर अंदर अपना खुद का पॉडकास्ट लॉन्च करें. यही नहीं, स्टूडियो देता है आपको पूरी आजादी कहीं भी कभी भी अपना पॉडकास्ट लॉन्च करने की सिर्फ 3 आसान स्टेप्स में. तो साथ में अपना पॉडकास्ट शुरू करने के लिए तैयार, जस्ट हॉप ऑन Hubhopper, सिंपली कॉन्टेंट.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.